Okay, let's unpack this. We're diving into a really interesting intersection of creativity today.
Yeah, Canadian fashion design meeting the Nashville music scene. It's quite a mix.
It is a fascinating blend, you know, the sort
Yeah.
of traditional heartland of country music, unexpectedly mixing with some pretty cutting-edge fashion.
Exactly. And our source for this deep dive, it's an article from Latex247.
Right, titled HEVA Rocks Nashville. Canadian latex designer hits new heights with country stars.
Catchy title.
It is. So our mission here is basically to dig into this piece, pull out the key insights, and really try to understand how this, well, unique fashion brand is carving out a space in the country and Western world.
And you should get ready for some surprising facts, I think. How specific design and, importantly, personal connections can lead to some unexpected places.
Definitely. So, okay, at the heart of the story is the designer, HEVA.
Right, an independent latex brand. Founded in Canada, what, back in 2018?
That's it. And what's really interesting and connects it all to this Nashville story is where HEVA gets its inspiration.
Yeah, that the article points out it's deeply rooted in music, everything from like classic country all the way to 70s rock and punk.
So, quite a range. And their focus, they describe it as cutting-edge latex Western wear.
Latex Western wear. It definitely makes you pause, doesn't it?
It does. And their goal, it seems, isn't just churning things out. The source really emphasizes that they're about creating unique, limited edition, high quality designs.
Yeah, things that are specifically meant to make the wearer, stand out, really make a statement.
And the catalyst, the spark for this whole Nashville thing we're digging into, well, according to the article, it came through something that's probably like every designer's dream.
Oh, absolutely. The owner and chief designer, her name's Zoe, she got a DM.
A direct message on Instagram, right? From a musician she really admired.
Yeah, and apparently someone she'd admired for years, even seen at parties and stuff. And this musician just reached out asking to borrow HEAU designs for a photo shoot in Nashville.
That's pretty direct. A huge opportunity just landing in her inbox.
Yeah, totally. Now, here's where Zoe made a decision that I think says a lot about her approach.
Okay.
Instead of just, shipping the clothes, the article notes, she decided the easiest option, her words, was actually to fly down to Nashville herself.
The easiest option. That seems like the harder option initially.
Right. But I guess it really shows how much she invests in these things, making sure her vision comes through, the styling is right, that level of personal involvement.
More than just sending a box.
Exactly. So who was this band, the one that sent the dream DM?
The article introduces them as the Midnight Cowgirls.
Okay.
And the concept for the group came from songwriter and bassist Jenny V. Some people might recognize that name from Eagles of Death Metal.
Okay.
And the other members mentioned are Blaze Doll, multi-instrumentalist, songwriter, vocalist, and Marley Murphy, who's on drums, vocals, and composing.
Gotcha. And this wasn't just like a random inquiry, was it?
No, not at all. The source says the Midnight Cowgirls were already big fans of HEVA for a long time.
So they knew the brand.
Yeah, and they specifically contacted Zoe because they wanted to work together on outfits for their upcoming tour publicity.
So less of a loan, more of a proper collaboration then.
Seems like it. The article mentions ideas and concepts were already going back and forth before Zoe even got on the plane to Tennessee.
Okay, that makes more sense. And Zoe herself, she offered an interesting comparison, didn't she? About this trip versus a previous one.
She did. She talked about this visit where she was all about styling the band and contrasted it with a trip she took just the year before, May 2023.
What happened on that trip?
Well, that time, she was the one wearing HEVO. The article mentions this amazing baby blue rhinestone latex nudie suit.
Wow, latex nudie suit.
Yeah, for a photo shoot right on Broadway in Nashville. And she visited the Grand Ole Opry wearing it too.
So quite the statement piece.
Right.
But this time, the dynamic was flipped.
Exactly. This time she was behind the scenes, behind the camera, focusing on styling the Midnight Cowgirls, and she called it a dream come true on so many levels.
You can see why. It sounds like a really significant moment, both personally and professionally.
Definitely. So let's talk about the actual designs. What did these pieces look like on the band?
Well, the article describes them as modern takes on classic Western apparel. But, all made from latex.
So we're talking trousers, hot pants.
Trousers, hot pants, tops, jackets, that kind of thing. And to really get that authentic country and Western feel, the article makes a point of mentioning the fringe.
Ah, gotta have the fringe.
Lots of traditional Western fringe detailing. So it's like taking that familiar look, that visual language of country music, and just rendering it in this totally unexpected material.
It's a bold move, but the story, or the impact, doesn't actually start there, does it? The article brings in another artist.
Right. It also shines a light on Boho Bunny.
Andrea Witt, yeah, plays fiddler and pedal steel guitar.
That's her. And like the Midnight Cowgirls, she's not new to HEVA either, described as a long-standing fan.
Someone who's been repping the brand for a while, basically wearing it, promoting it.
Yeah, consistently. The article mentions some recent high-profile gigs where she wore HEVA, places like Desert Five Spot LA.
Okay.
And maybe the most notable mention, wearing the designs during a two-night residency, performing alongside DJ Moby.
Performing with Moby in latex Western wear. That's quite a
It
picture.
really is. And if you sort of connect all these dots, the picture the article paints is that these collaborations, first with Midnight Cowgirls for their publicity, and then the ongoing visibility through artists like Boho Bunny playing with someone like Moby,
Yeah.
it suggests all this is really instrumental in pushing HEVA towards what the source calls the dizzy heights of Nashville fame, making a real mark on the country scene.
It's fascinating how it seems to be built not just on, let's say, the novelty of the designs themselves, but on these genuine connections.
Absolutely. Pre-existing relationships,
Yeah.
mutual admiration between the designer and the artists. It kind of suggests that authenticity, that connection, can be just as powerful as the product itself, especially maybe in a close-knit world like Nashville's music scene.
So thinking about what this means for you, listening, this story, it really illustrates how specific, even kind of niche design can find a home, sometimes in really unexpected, prominent places.
Yeah, especially when there are those authentic links and, I guess, a willingness to push some boundaries. It sort of challenges that idea that certain styles have to stay in certain boxes,
Totally. What's really fascinating here is seeing this niche fashion latex wear successfully blend into the, well, the pretty traditional world of country and Western music.
And it's driven by the designer's unique vision, yes, but also these real relationships she built with artists who were already fans. That seems key.
It really does, which I suppose raises a bigger question for you to think about. How might these kinds of unexpected pairings, challenging fashion meets established music, how might they not only boost the people involved, but also challenge our perceptions, our ideas about both art forms?
Yeah, what does it make us rethink about fashion, about music, about where those lines can blur? It makes you wonder what other creative mixes are out there waiting to happen.
Definitely something to mull over. And that concludes this deep dive.